Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many things to say to and share with his people. For he loves us. Loves us. He really loves us. And he has put things in place a long time ago. All those who are saved, they heard the word. The Lord made sure they heard the word. He knew they'd hear it. He knew they'd... You know... We are free will beings. We do make our own choice. The whole body of Christ is a volunteer army. And we also are predestined for salvation. Because the Lord knew who would be saved, and he put protocols in place for every soul. There are some he knows that would love him and be dedicated, and the Lord saves them all. There are some who need assistance. If there are people who are anointed to break the yokes for them, they'll get saved and they won't choose hell. When people choose hell, it's because the word of God is not in their heart. Everything depends upon what a person believes. The word that they receive. Remember the parable of the sower. We can never get away from that. That's why people are the way they are. Some, their heart is so hard they won't listen. And the enemy keeps them in the dark. Some hear the word, they rejoice with gladness. And then when trouble comes, they just throw it all away. Same problem. They didn't get the word inside of them. Some, they let the words of this life, the cares of this world, choke the word, and they can't bear fruit. See, the word will cause the healing process of salvation to flourish your life. It'll get in your advice, your conversation, your way of conduct, all of your activity, and cause you to do the living wisdom of God from the heart of your own free will. And you bear fruit because you are radiating the light of God's word in life. Now, you're not like a light bulb shining light, but you're giving example. You're providing people with the nourishment of God's word. It comes through you in your choices, the way you speak, the way you live. And it's very noticeable. It outshines all the darkness, all forms of darkness. So when people draw near to the Lord, the Lord draws near to them, and they become anointable. People that can carry their anointing as a way of life. See, it's very important that when God anoints you, that you can carry it. It's not good for people to start and then stop. Because everything we do affects everyone we know. The life you live before your children, you give the life you live before your children and the teaching you give them and the foundation you lay, that's what they're going to need to overcome the world. That's how they learn to make choices. But if you make bitter choices, for instance, if a woman was hurt and she won't forgive, and the hurt in her heart she's going to voice it. And she's going to make decisions by that hurtful fear she has. And it's going to become the way of life for her daughter. Or they're going to have to overcome it. And who knows how to do that? How many people know how to overcome the patterns that were placed before them for years? That's why God, he made us priests and kings. We can represent people's case to God. We can live a life and pray for people so that they can see. Some people are not going to get saved unless they have assistance from the people who walk in their kingdom authority and also their priestly authority. Your prayers avail much. So you can pray for people. That's why your everyday love, if you can love people, even though they're wicked, you love them anyway. even though they do you wrong. That's why Jesus said these things. I wonder for years, why did God say, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, despitefully use you. If they ask for a coat, give them a cloak too. He's showing us examples of the unwavering love of God. And when we adopt those, that instruction of the word, when we do exactly and precisely what Jesus say as a way of life, we help people that are too weak on their own to come in. Now, once anybody come in, from there, you know, Jesus himself said, they that are loved much, they did much sin, and they will love God more because they were forgiven much. And that's understandable. They know that they were wrong. Now they're handling the holiness and the love and the peace of God, and they're learning the wisdom of God, and they're in a state of appreciation, and their heart is lit again. That is priceless. That is something that people I know and love can't understand. They don't know how I feel. A sinner don't know how a Christian really feels. I put it this way. Also, a Christian that had to stop growing, they don't know how a growing Christian feels. They don't know what it's like. They don't understand the peace of revelation. When God gives you revelation, it gives you fresh hope. And some people are not getting that because they chose to go to churches where the Word of God is misused, where the Word of God is not taught. And the people around, they live a fleshly life, and they're not learning, and they're not growing. And some of them would grow if they knew better. But all their life, the churches they've gone to, they esteem that to be the best church in the world. Most people think that the church they go to is the best one. And they've never been in an arena of faith where people love God and just surrender their life, and they trust him like a child. Unless you do that, you don't know what it's like. There are things about the Lord that make your life so much better. And a lot of times people don't understand their responsibilities. They don't understand how to work this life, how sowing and reaping works. If people would get it, if they would understand how sowing and reaping works, they could master their life. Cold religion teaches that God is far away and you can't touch him and you can't get to him. You need the pastor to do that. No. You know, the athletes on a team, they have the talent. They have the wherewithal. They have the abilities to perform well on the playing field, like as in football or basketball or baseball. The coaches help them fine-tune what they already have. Pastors help people learn what to watch out for. They protect people because they help people not go off on tangents. They help people, and then there are teachers that teach people the word so that they can understand. Now, once the word gets inside of a man or a woman, then they begin to live in the likeness of God. They began to live in the likeness of God. I'm going to say that again. They began to live in the likeness of God. So when you're growing and learning, the more you live, your everyday routine is causing your life to get stronger and stronger. And then, you know, pastors help people grow and develop in the Lord so that they can be useful and bear fruit. Evangelists help people get saved in the first place. They break all the yokes that's been tying them to the world. They work miracles. See, people get saved. Some people are not coming unless the miracle happens. Unless people with a strong anointing come their way. That's why the people of God must be obedient. Some people are not. They worry too much. The cares and lust of this world choke the word and they become unfruitful. Their mind is on other things. See, the anointing has a jurisdiction. Sometimes you have to be there. It depends on what type of anointing God gives you. And it's important to become anointable. It's important to, if you're anointed, it's very important to do the things of God continually. And when you are anointed, it's very important who you marry. Everybody can't walk with an anointed person. Some people will interfere with the anointing of God. And God will have to cut them out of your life. And you won't understand why you got divorced or why they left. But if you keep growing in the anointing and other and people decide to be a hindrance, God's going to remove them out of your life some kind of way. For the sake of those that need you, as long as you're willing to walk according to the anointing. Some people surrender their anointing because they're trying to stay married. Sometimes you have to let the dead leave you. Some people don't want life. That's not your fault. The Lord, and I learned this. And it's true with other people. Anointed people, you know, they are, in other words, a godly person will get on the nerves of a worldly person. And the worldly person will, there's enmity there. God put it there. So when you're anointed now and people won't grow up, the enemy will pull their strings and they won't be satisfied. They'll complain all the time and that's just the way it is. And they'll lead God to remove them out of your life so you can go forward and be a blessing to the people that he sent you to. And hopefully you won't have to run into this, but statistically you would. I was doing a radio broadcast and I saw, the Lord helped me see something in the spirit. And I believe it was the Lord because I don't really think that way. I could sense that some women, some wives would tell their husband, turn him off, I don't want to hear that. And some men say, I don't want to hear that. In every family there, you know, in many families, not every, but in some families, one person loves God more than the other. One person may have an ear to hear the word of God. And sometimes it's even better. Sometimes two or three want to hear the word and the rest of the family won't. See, when the rapture happens, God is going to only take his people. He's not taking the tares. He's taking the wheat only. Families will be divided. Everything that's not of God will be left here. All of the people that love God and walk in his way, they have a covenant with God. They're going to be taken. Even the weak ones, if they stay out of sin, they're going to be taken. And the rest of them going to be left. And all the people that people preach in heaven, according to Ken Peters, when the Lord raptured his people, the graves will open up. And all the people who were truly saved will be gone. It'll be a hole in the ground. They're going to break through their graves. All over the world. All over the world. Their body's going to get up just like Jesus did. And the people that said something, people went to heaven and they didn't, they're going to still, their bones will be right there rotting where they are now. This is very serious. You know, I think about the rapture to me is bittersweet. It's sweet for me, it's bitter for people that's going to be left, hard-headed teenagers, hard-headed children, disobedient parents to God, parents that don't follow God. All these things will be left. They love this world. Why? Because of it goes right back, it always goes right back to the parable of the sower. Jesus said, If you don't understand this parable, how will you understand all parables? Everything hinges on how people receive the word. So people who have a good and honest heart. Their heart is like good soil, and they absorb the word. So they have spiritual stamina, and they become fruitful. They become the kind of people God can wake up and they'll pray for people. They'll pray through. They'll do the will of God. They'll do the work of the ministry. Not trying to outperform others. They just walking in love. That's their natural way of life. Some people are in spiritual competition, just like in what you read about in Corinthians 14. They're trying to out-pray in tongues each other. They're trying to out-worship each other, out-prophesy each other. They want the best. They want a word that's better than indifferent. And they focus on junk like that, and they don't get it. They focus on being notable. They don't get it. And that's how they think. They're thinking about the flesh. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. The praise of men. If people say they love you and you preach good and this and that, that doesn't mean much if they're not gonna, if it's not from the heart. If they didn't receive that, the people that are growing are people who internalize the word in their heart and they keep it and they use it as a way of life. If you're preaching for years, and the whole congregation, their abilities increase. They're getting it. If they're right where they were, they stopped growing a long time ago, they're not getting it. They're not receiving the word. You have to not only hear the word, but you receive it with the intent to do it. And then the word will be alive in you and you'll be fruitful. And there are people out there that would love to know God. But they won't take time to listen to it on their own. It's not the Christian's fault that they didn't listen. Every man is responsible for his own salvation. And there will probably always be people out there that could be in here with us in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the covenant you have. It's the relationship you have with him. Because it's not the landmass. Some people are right down the street from where you are and they're not in the kingdom of God. Some people can sit on the same park bench. One's in the kingdom of God and the other one's not. It's all because of what you love. And the word that you receive makes the difference. How can you have faith in Jesus if you won't listen? The meek will inherit the earth. The meek will listen. They have a heart to know God. That's what it's all about. It's all about love. If you have a loving heart, you have a good heart. You desire to know truth and reject darkness. That's what love does. Love receives truth and rejects darkness. Love don't reject truth and keep the darkness. Hatred does that. So faith works by love. If there's no love, there's no sincerity. And if people can't become loving and sincere, then they just can't go with God. The fear of God won't work on a person that has no love. The wisdom of God won't work on a person that has no love. The knowledge of God won't work on a person that has no love. Even if they had it before, if they begin to adopt the ways of the world, they'll lose their first love. That was the theme of what Jesus talked about, not losing your first love, keeping your first love, and the things that you've attained in Christ. That was the theme of his address to the seven churches. Good ground. That's the only way to have good ground is stay in the humble love of God. And then you can become fruitful and win those that may not come on their own. Some people, they've been so wounded, they need to see health and they need to see life. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. To those that have ears to hear, God will continue to move mightily and speak to you the rest of the day until Christ comes. He will guide you into all truth. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.